Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is it. Your back's against the wall. You're down to your last strike and your last ball.
Gonna play us a game, gonna play tonight. Gonna make this a Cardinals happy flight.
Baseball is right with a happy flight. Ooh, Cardinals happy flight.
What do the cards say?
Win, 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 win. Win, 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 win.
What the cards say? Win, win, win.
That's right, Kevin. The backs, their backs are against the wall.
Man, if you don't win, you don't go on.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Listen, let's save the coaching for when Coach Ackerman, Ackerman from KMOX comes in today in the 9 o'clock hour. But, you know, all the songs that Kevin just played just remind you, we've been together as Kevin and I doing this show for 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just reminds you that those are really bad songs.
There's so much more.
No, it reminds you of how many songs we've created through the years for our St. Louis Cardinals, for all the playoffs they've been in, for as long as we've been together, the different trends that were going on, like the What Does the Fox Say? Yeah. I mean, that's a terrible song. But it just, it does. I think we get spoiled. So spoiled, in fact, that did you hear that the Cardinals game on Monday, which isn't a surprise because it was a 2 o'clock game on Monday, was the first non-sellout for a playoff game at Busch Stadium 3.
Really? First non-sellout.
I think it was a 2 p.m. Monday game. That's difficult for people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, start of the work week. You don't know what that game time's going to be until, when was that announced? I guess sometime on Sunday when all the other games' outcomes were, you know, you didn't have a lot of notice.
And then they had four games that day. I think the planning by TV was not great.
Well, I mean,
Four games? Shouldn't that be on a weekend?
Yeah.
Like, how great would it have been on a weekend where you have four games, if you're a baseball fan?
Mm-hmm. They got a lot to jam in, though. It's tough, especially with the two, you know, two home.
But TV dictates it.
It does, yeah.
TV, I mean. Yeah.
That's why the Cards game is at four today, because you got a Dodgers game. And, you know, they're going to say, okay, let's get the bigger market on in prime time. And it's a West Coast game. So, yeah, we're going to get the short end of the stick time-wise.
Yeah. So, but, you know, just hearing all those songs, and Kevin, like he said, has a lot more. It just, you have to realize how many great seasons we've had.
Yeah, yeah, great players.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. We've been so lucky to have championship seasons and playoffs and go deep in the playoffs.
And this does just feel good right now. I mean, obviously, hopefully we come out on top, but just being in the postseason, you know, we've said it for so many years. It's been a few years, and just getting in, and this is so fun.
Yeah. Time to Fly, though, is this year's anthem, Kevin. I don't know if you did anything with that. I don't think Kevin believed in our Cardinals this year.
Cardinals!
Time for me to fly.
You didn't even spend money on this one.
Cardinals!
Time for me to fly.
All right, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate all
Cardinals.
Your hard work. All your hard work, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So how's everybody doing today? Good?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah? Kevin got a haircut yesterday. He left a meeting early for a hair appointment.
That's right. I said, you know what I always say, hair comes before ratings.
Yeah. At the time, I was like, I don't know if he should do that. But now that I've seen the haircut, I'm like, yeah, that was all good.
And he just stood up and said, Gotta go.
Yep.
It was the
right move.
Who did you learn that from? Courtney Lambert.
I'm the best at it. I just start standing up and go, hey, that was a good meeting. Okay. Yeah. We'll circle back to that.
All right. We'll be in touch.
I was hoping by me leaving, you guys could leave sooner than later. Did that happen or no?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, we were in there for a bit.
Mm-hmm. We were. It was fine, though.
I'll fill you in on the stuff you missed.
Right. I love meetings. And good news for you, Tim Convy.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday it was a scary day around the station because Tim's Dollywood mug was missing.
Oh, you found it? Ooh.
It's in the kitchen in the cabinet.
Who had purloined it?
We don't know. We may never know.
Here's
the thing. Those mugs are communal, but the mug with your name on it,
yeah,
not as communal.
Right.
Even though you put it in the cabinet, that's where it's stored.
Right.
Well, I'm just glad it's back. If somebody, you know, it's early in the morning, they're just grabbing, they're not necessarily looking, so I can't slide somebody for that. That said, I'd love to know who it was.
I know. Who was drinking out of the Tim mug?
Are there other
all day?
Tims here in this office that
I don't
you can
know.
Think of?
Not that I can think of.
I went through that yesterday.
There's
my
no
list
other
of suspects.
There's no other Courtneys, I believe.
Are there any other Larrys?
Yeah, that's what Lance's mug says. All right, so on the show today, we're going to talk, like I said, to Tom Ackerman from KMOX. He'll give us our pep talk that we need leaving the day. That's a little after 9. We're also going to, there's some good stuff in food stuffs. It's Wednesday, which means we'll do an Am I Weird Wednesday. Things you didn't know is today. We've got Brew in the Loo passes for you. If you like beer and you like the Loo, this is the event for you. Saturday at Francis Park in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood. Cashman, of course, will make an appearance and give you a code word. 920 is your first code word. It happens 8 times a day, 72881. When you hear that code word, is the number you text the code word to. We'll talk about the big news out of the PGA Champions Tour. We'll talk more Cardinals baseball. Just a lot to get to this morning. Halloween costumes. And, of course, Jen with your schmig at both 6:37 and 8:37 this morning. Now let's get to the weather. You'll be somewhere at 4 watching the game, probably indoors. But beautiful day again. Partly sunny today with a high of 76. And then a low of only 60 tonight. And then tomorrow, we're getting back up to 80. Cloudy, breezy tomorrow. And there is rain in our forecast. And then after that, it drops.
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and it is game 5 this afternoon. The Cardinals versus the Braves in Atlanta, 4 o'clock start time. We'll talk more about that later in the show and with Tom Ackerman at around 9:05. But you know what time it is now. It's time for
questionable content.
I have some good news, St. Louis. You know, year after year after year, St. Louis is marked as the city with the number one for gonorrhea in the country.
Right.
Well, congratulations to Mississippi.
Hey.
They have taken over the top spot. And we have a new number one, I believe, for chlamydia as well. That is Alaska.
Oh, wow.
And syphilis goes to Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
We were high in all those for
weren't
a while.
Weren't we?
Missouri, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we're number one in all three. I just broke it down. I don't really know.
I think we've done okay.
I saw something bad for District of, I think maybe District of Columbia, it may hold the threefer.
Got
the
it.
Trifecta. Oh,
really? Yeah.
Maybe. I briefly perused the article because I don't want that to come back and haunt me. You know, I got the engineers working on my computers all the time. I'm like, wonder why. Stay away from Courtney. Okay, and part two of questionable content.
Questionable content.
All right, see how you guys do. What do you think are the jobs that report having the most sex? The occupations. And there's one, and they're not only are they having the most, but they're also saying they're the best at it.
Is it,
according to the survey?
Lady of the night?
Well... adult film star.
You're right.
No. No.
Man, I really would like
to. All right, let me give you a hint.
Financial planner.
radio traffic guy?
No.
Oh, wow. Is it nanny?
It's not nanny. Wouldn't that be awful?
It's like, whoa.
It's not a good look for the nanny business.
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
Okay. Corn.
Farmers?
Yes. Farmers. Farmers are number one. They say that they, 1 in 3 says daily for them. And they also say they're incredible. They are, quote, incredible. 67%.
Who says that?
67% of farmers. Farmers?
They say that they're good at it?
Okay, the rest of the top six. Architects are number two.
Oh, Mike Brady. Oh my god.
I think of George Costanza because he wanted to be an architect. Hairdressers.
Mm.
People in advertising.
Mm. Hello, St. Louis.
They all think they're John Hamm.
Yeah. Right.
Lawyers. Teachers.
Ooh.
These are just general. I mean,
I know.
I'm not buying any of this.
Yeah, because it's them saying this about themselves.
Yes. Right.
The bottom. They didn't really do a bottom, but last place, journalists have the least.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Journalists get nailed on all... came out wrong. But they don't do well in a lot of these things.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, they get beat up. What's the other thing?
The pool is smaller?
Like, it's like the people that get the least respect.
Right.
Yeah, they're really having a tough time as of late.
I guess you got to get respect to get the other stuff, so it's... Those are related.
Well, as far as being great, besides farmers, doctors say they're amazing.
Yeah, of course they
do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Architects, construction workers, and people in advertising. These advertising people are real high on themselves.
Yeah, okay. Write some copy.
I've got your copy right here. That is your...
Questionable copy.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. A lot for you on the show today. A lot of Tim Convy today because things you didn't know is happening in the 7 o'clock hour where he'll dazzle us with amazing facts, but also foodstuffs, and there's some good foodstuffs today at around 8:05. We also have Brew and the Lou tickets to give away. That's happening this weekend. And Cashman, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour. So a lot still to come on the show. And Jen, apparently... got her concert on last night, so I'm sure we'll hear about her time at the Lizzo show last night at the pageant. She'll be in a little while. All right, so I just saw this today, and this seems like something maybe one person on the show would want to do, and I would think it would be Tim.
Okay.
Mm. I have been up in the Goodyear blimp. I did it. And it wasn't the Goodyear blimp. It was the Bud, remember?
Yes, yes.
Bud 1.
I've been in Goodyear.
Oh.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
It was cool. It was, and you know, I have a fear of flying. I believe this happened before my fear of flying. I think my fear of flying happened after, but it wasn't scary because it's really slow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really slow, and you're thinking it should be bigger. Do you know what I mean?
I was just going to ask that. How many people can go in a blimp?
I don't remember.
Gosh. It's,
probably not a bunch.
No, it's probably about 8 to 10. It's not massive. Yeah, and it's not set up really for that because it's not like your old school Zeppelins or like a Hindenburg.
I think it's so big looking.
Right.
It feels like it should be more spacious.
There's just a few people in it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have a huge recollection of it.
The only reason for blimps is advertising, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure they didn't serve some other purpose.
Yeah. I mean, the original intent was it was going to be your travel. Yeah, it was.
And then it's going to take a while.
But if you look back at some of those old buildings from the 20s and 30s with that big spike on the top, that was to tether Zeppelins to.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Things you didn't know.
Like, that's where they kept their Zeppelins.
Yeah, that's where they would
anchor. And then they would just pull them down and hop in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I wasn't an eyewitness, but that's what those were for, yeah.
No idea. I just thought they were for architectural...
I thought they were lightning rods.
They can serve that purpose, too.
Okay, so I've been in one. Kevin's been in one. But you can be in one, too.
Really?
Goodyear Blimp is now offering an overnight stay on the blimp on Airbnb.
How much?
It's not a lot, but it's only one weekend, and it's because they're going to be in Ann Arbor for the Michigan-Notre Dame game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They're going to be there on the 26th, but you can do it on the... You can Airbnb it on the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. And it's only $150 a night.
But it's just going to sell out immediately.
Yeah, you have to... You have to go to the reservations when it opens next Tuesday. So it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, because it doesn't hold much.
I would do that.
I know you would.
So they can stay up for that long?
I don't. I think it's grounded. So what's the...
Oh.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be interested? Don't you think...
I want my money back.
Yeah, it's grounded. You know this ahead of time. It's grounded.
It's just like a...
Small, terrible place to stay.
Yeah. You're just sleeping
It's like
in
a hotel room... On and Notre Dame on football Saturdays.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
It costs you way more than that.
Yeah. And it's a small, terrible place to stay.
Yes, yes. I mean, and the Notre Dame to me, like, that was probably my most disappointing trip. Aww. Not because I didn't have a great time, but you know how you hear it for so many years, the buildup of it?
Yeah.
And it didn't. I didn't feel the magic.
It's funny. It's you.
Parts of it were
magic's
cool.
At the campus. It's not in the surrounding
town. The town.
Oh, South Bend is just terrible.
Yeah, like at one point,
Find magic in Michiana. Michiana.
We had a motel room that was like $300 a night, and somebody might have stopped up a toilet, and the guy on the phone said, I'll bring you a plunger. No, you take care of this. This is $300 a night.
That sounds like you found plenty of magic.
That wasn't my magic. It may have been a friend of mine we were traveling with. again, Airbnb, and it opens up next Tuesday if you're going to be in Ann Arbor, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Here's your chance to be on the Goodyear blimp.
Grounded, though.
I know.
What a bummer.
I know.
You got me all excited.
I know. Sorry. I like to do that, just pull it away from you. Your Ashley Home Store weather, sunny today. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, Big Game 5 this afternoon in Atlanta, and we've got our guy, Flaherty, young Jack Flaherty. He is taking the mound today, but I'm a little nervous. I'm sure we all are, but, you know, I was so surprised seeing that Monday's game was the first non-sellout of a playoff game at Busch Stadium 3.
What?
But it makes sense. I mean, yes. 2 o'clock start time.
Going back and watching the highlights, because our kids were in school for part of it, it looked empty. It was a little embarrassing, parts of the game where it was so sparse.
Yeah, and we usually make fun of others for that.
I know.
The Cardinals posted pictures of the players landing in Atlanta, and they all look so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Did you see the picture where it said, the Cardinals put it up and it said, Mr. and Mrs. Goat, and it was Yachty and his wife, and they just looked
But they are dressed,
amazing. Impeccably.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get on an airplane, let's be honest, how do you look?
Not that great. Good.
Stunning.
You can go see all the pictures at the Cardinals Facebook page, but they are just... They just all look sharp.
Yeah.
Everyone. The women, the men, everyone.
They've got stylists and a lot of money.
I know. They looked like Jen did last night as she got to go backstage and meet Lizzo at the pageant.
Holy Lord. Let me tell you about this setup at the pageant. So I text my friend Jenny. She was going with me. And then I told her we were going to meet Lizzo. And she was freaking out. She'd never gone backstage to meet anybody. So she was super excited. She's like, what do you wear to a Lizzo concert? And I said, I don't know. I've changed outfits like 5 times. I feel like everything I'm wearing looks like screams, Mom! Mom going out for a night out at a Lizzo concert.
It's okay. That's what you are. Who cares?
I know, but can I look like
someone
else?
No, because so then you look like somebody trying.
I know. Right. Yes. I didn't. And then
she's
I was
all about being you.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and so I'll get to that in a second. So I'm like, I'm trying too hard. I'm just going to wear jeans and a sweater and it's fine. And I said, I'll pick you up in the minivan around 7:30. Man, I can't be cool if I try. I'm trying to be cool and going to Lizzo's show and I'm picking you up in my minivan.
Well, that's the way it is.
This was the most amazing people watching show I've seen in a while. There was a man in a wedding dress, like straight out of her Truth Hurts video.
Nice.
Lots of sequins, lots
Lance,
of glitter.
I didn't know you went last night. Just
trying to keep that on the down low, too.
Oh, well.
We go backstage, and as soon as we walk in, we like, gasp, because she is gorgeous. I mean, I was looking at her, and I'm like, I feel like I'm staring at someone whose face is photoshopped. It's so beautiful.
Really? Flawless skin.
Yes. Holy cow.
That's what people say to me when they see pictures.
And she has this lighting setup like I've never seen. So it's like this giant circle, and you stick your cell phone in the middle to take a picture.
How cool is that?
And as soon as I looked at it, I'm like, it looks like she has a Snapchat filter, and we're so giddy, we look like six-year-olds in our school picture. Like,
it's a cute picture.
So we watch the show and it's amazing. And she talks all about, like, she's like, who's here in the name of, like, taking care of yourself and body positivity? And she's like, it was like going to church or like some
motivational speech.
Oh my gosh. And she had a couple times where she like broke it down and she's like, I want you to leave here and I want you to take this feeling of joy that's in this room and like carry it around with you, not just like tonight, but all the time. And she said, I want you to leave here being like, damn, I'm so glad I'm me. Like, I don't want you leaving here saying, I wish I were Lizzo. I wish I were this dancer. Her dancer, she calls the big girls, but they've been dancing so long on this tour. they're losing weight at an alarming rate. And so she's like, give it up for the big girls and give it up for yourself. And it was just really cool. And she just talked about like loving yourself for who you are and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I'm so glad I'm me. I don't want to be anybody else in the whole world.
Tim, you say that every day, don't you?
I'm yes. Yeah. I also took a DNA test. And
how'd it turn out?
100%.
I'm glad you had a nice evening.
Was she nice when you met her?
Yeah, she was apparently she's losing her voice, so they told her not to talk a whole lot backstage. But, oh, my God, then you hear her sing, and I'm like, I don't know how she even has a voice. She pulled out her flute. So she's
flautist. She said she's a band. She said she's a band geek.
Oh my God, she played a couple flute solos that were crazy.
Did you want to take your violin up there?
I was like, maybe I'm more like Lizzo than I thought. And then at the end of the night, there is someone else from work, and she's standing outside, like looking. She's like, okay, now I gotta find an Uber in this mess because everybody else is taking an Uber. And she's like, let me see how much this is. And I said, how much is it? And she's like, don't worry about it. And I said, no, how much is it? And she's like, $30. And I said, no, you are not taking an Uber or a Lyft. Get in the minivan.
Give me 15 and I'll take you home.
So I drove her home, and then she's laughing at me because she's like, are those snacks in the back of your car? And I was like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of snacks. Do you want some? I have hand sanitizer. I have a trash bag for the kids. I'm like your Uber.
Yes.
Leave me a 5-star review and we're good. But it was super fun. So
I'm surprised, you know, such a small venue.
It sold out in 2 minutes. And I was talking to the record person. She said they were shocked. They weren't prepared.
All right, turn that off. I'm getting annoyed.
They weren't.
Sorry, Lizzo. I'm positive. I'm positive I'm getting annoyed.
They were shocked at how fast it sold out, and they were like, we should have booked her at Enterprise Center.
Totally.
She could have sold out, and they said, next time she'll be in an arena. Yeah. So next time, everybody will get to go. But it was an awesome show. You should go next time. But don't bring your kids, because there's lots of cursing. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in a minute.
Unless they're used to that at home. Yeah.
So my kids will be going.
Can you meet me on ice, son?
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun all set.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. In honor and celebrating their 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois, they're letting you join Club Fitness for just 25 cents. Do it. All right. Let's talk first about Ellen. I think everyone's seen the story by now. And, you know, all across social media, people talking about it yesterday, about how someone gave her a hard time because she was hanging out at the Dallas Cowboys game this weekend with George W. Bush. She addressed it on her show, and she said, "I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. It's okay that we're all different." And a lot of people shared that quote and the video of her talking about it. She said, "We're all different, and I think we've forgotten that it's okay that we're different." She said, "I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean I'm not going to be friends with them."
I'm with Ellen.
Yeah.
I think everybody's with Ellen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like every kind of person, no matter the political background, is sharing the story.
Good.
Yeah. Hoping that it goes to the political background and that we can find some middle ground and get stuff done.
Well, and it's funny because I did see someone post it and then someone jumped in and said, "Politically," and they started going after him. And they're like, "Can we just get back to being like, can we go back to having
talking
civility?
About things that we talk about normally?"
Right.
And it's not all politics related. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So in lighter fare, let's talk about how the Oprah Network is doing their own original holiday movies.
You should. I mean, people that love the holiday movie can't get enough of them. Yep. Why not?
Yeah. Yep. I know. I mean, people camp out when Hallmark does their whole thing. ABC Family does their 25 Days of Christmas. And now Oprah's jumping into it, premiering November 15th, One Fine Christmas, with Rick Fox.
Nice.
His daughter, Sasha. His ex-wife, Vanessa Williams. Mm. What? And Marla Gibbs from The Jeffersons.
Wow.
I know.
All in one movie?
All in one movie. And then the next movie reminded me of our old receptionist, Carol, because we used to always call her up around Christmas for A Christmas Carol. She'd like yell at us like, "What do you need?" So, starring in Carol's Christmas, Jack Hay. Actress Jack Hay Harry. That's November 22nd. And then Baking Christmas, November 29th. The town's most successful bakery, of course.
Who's in Baking Christmas? Anybody good?
I don't think anyone that you would... No.
We'll see about that.
Okay. Well, you can check it out. Hoda Kotb, doing an interview, said that she didn't find happiness until 49, and she told people to not give up on finding their own happiness.
I actually believe she's happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't think it's a stretch.
Well, with some people, especially on TV, or you know, but it feels put on or whatever. Like, I genuinely am like, oh, she's a happy person.
She's the most comfortable person. Like, she's totally herself.
Yeah.
You believe her.
She met her partner when she was 49. She said they adopted their daughter Haley at 52 and they adopted their daughter Hope at 54. She said it's insane. Everything good in her life happened after 49. And for all the people who are late bloomers, she said, "Hang in, babe. It's really fun at the end."
I'm trying, Hoda.
Mariah Carey doing a cover story with Variety, talking about 2001 when Glitter came out and she had her alleged breakdown. Now, Tim, you were at MTV at the time, right?
Yes, I was. When she went on TRL and totally lost her mind, I was in the building. It was crazy.
Okay, well, according to Mariah, she didn't lose her mind.
Oh, she lost it.
She said her therapist said, "You didn't have a breakdown. You had a diva fit." And
I just want to take a sip of tea, if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea.
But she said, "You had a diva fit and people couldn't handle it." She said, "These people are here making money off
of me. A diva fit isn't acceptable."
Yeah, therapists, man. Therapists must be sometimes. Therapists validate sometimes. Some therapists, small number, validate people's terrible behavior.
Yeah,
bad.
Don't you think they go to that person to get validated?
Especially if you're Mariah Carey. Yeah. That's Mariah Carey's problem. That's what led to that breakdown. Is she was surrounded by all these yes people. No one kept her in check.
All right.
She said she tried to put a smile on her face even during difficult times and people were making money off of me. She said, why don't they care if nobody's got an umbrella for me and it's a sunny shoot? And the minute I was like, I'm not fine, I need a day off, I need a moment, they infantilized me. And she said she's eternally 12 and her fans know that, but she's an artist.
Yeah, so. But there's still unacceptable behavior.
Like that. No.
Listen, it's okay. Everybody's talking about mental health right now. If you had a moment where it wasn't okay and you needed to take a break, that's okay. I don't know. And then, this is for Courtney. Rob Gronkowski coming back to football, but this time he's joining Fox Sports as a football analyst. And I believe we have his audition tape.
Gronk like football. Gronk like Bradshaw. Gronk. I Gronk.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. More Schmig at 840. And of course, you can always listen to the Schmig in podcast form at Y98.com, radio.com, and everywhere you get your podcasts. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Okay, this rush hour is not too easy at this point. Lucas and Hunt, north of St. Charles Rock Road, they're mopping up an earlier building fire. 70 eastbound, heading downtown. If you're in the non-express lanes, it is slow. And that's because we had a crash. Looks like they've already cleared it up from the left side before you get to Salisbury on eastbound 70, but that's why you're slow. Also, coming into downtown, you've got a crash on 6440 westbound after the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get on the Missouri side, left side of westbound 6440 is blocked there as you approach Busch Stadium on 6440 westbound. Now, behind that, we also had a phone call earlier in the hour. Thanks for the call. About a crash 64 westbound near 255, and now another accident possibly reported behind that 64 westbound near 157 in Caseyville. All right, back over to the Missouri side. Eureka's got an accident. Highway W at White Oak School Road. Downtown on eastbound 6440. The exit at 11th Street Stadium is blocked for roadwork till about 7 tonight, so you can exit sooner at 14th Street or later at 6th, which is the last Broadway exit. 364 westbound near 141, an accident with multiple lanes blocked. 364 eastbound, there is a stall near Mid Rivers Mall Drive. I'm Lance Hildebrand. That you give hope, give local, give goodwill. Traffic on Y98.
Halloween comes
for ya. Oh, she loves it when I call for ya. Ooh, I should be running.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. I've noticed on Facebook the past few days, Lance Hildebrand, that people are really complaining about the traffic the past couple days. A friend of mine in Fenton says every morning it's been a way longer commute time for her. And you have a couple new accidents to report.
Yeah, and an update too. The crash we have downtown is still there. 6440 westbound after the Poplar Street Bridge on the Missouri side. Lane blockage left side. Got a new crash westbound 270 before West Florissant in North County. That's in the left lane. 70 westbound near Wentzville Parkway. An accident there. Northbound 270 at 44. An accident on the right side. And we got a text from Ashley saying that there's a ladder along 270 near the Page exit. So we're going to update the tally here, which is brought to you by Midwest Clearance Center Furniture and Mattress Stores. Four St. Louis area locations, Midwest Clearance Center. Oh,
we make it. We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
As we often get questions, what's that last word? Tote board. No, and the tally on the tote board is interesting. Mattresses 97, ladders 95.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to our sponsor for finally jumping on board on one of the best segments we've had for years.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And it works because they sell mattresses.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree that this year in sports has been a really exciting one. And I'm not just talking about the Stanley Cup. I'm not just talking about the Cardinals being in the postseason again for the first time in, 4 years?
Yeah.
But the soccer announcement.
Yes. Soccer is mm-hmm. huge. It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah. The XFL team.
Okay.
The soccer announcement.
The soccer. Oh, my God. The soccer is just amazing.
The Rams have lost two games this year.
Yes, they have.
So great.
And yesterday, and I know I'm really the only, well, I feel like you guys have gotten into liking golf a little more since the PGA Championship was here.
I have an appreciation for it.
Yeah.
And now I understand the excitement about it.
I know. It seems like your afternoon napping kind of sport. And it is, quite frankly. It can be a little boring.
I do turn it on to help me fall asleep.
I understand that. I mean, I get it.
Their voices are just so calm.
They're very quiet.
It's fun to know the characters now, though. When you hear the names, who won, who almost won, who got in trouble, now we know who those people are. And it's fun.
Yeah. And just announced yesterday, it's huge news. I think that the PGA Tour period saw that St. Louis loves golf because of the crowds of the championship.
Well, and Tiger Woods talking about St. Louis, too, saying, like, I wish every crowd were like St. Louis. Did that in itself, you can't even put a price tag on that, what it's worth for the city.
So the Champions Tour, which is the senior tour, 50 and over, announced a four-year deal in St. Louis at Norwood Hill starting next year.
Oh, my gosh. Sweet. Now, how old is Phil Mickelson?
Mickelson will be 50 next year.
Oh, my gosh. So that his first senior will be in St. Louis?
I don't know. Even though Phil will be on the senior tour. He's eligible. So is Ernie Els.
So they don't kick you out of the regular PGA.
No, as long as you have your card.
Okay, got it.
And so if you can still make that money, you stay in the range.
You stay, mm-hmm.
All right.
But Ernie, Phil, Jim Furyk, all are going to be eligible for the tour next year because they turn 50. But it's a huge deal. And Norwood Hills, National Register of Historic Places, they hosted the 1948 PGA Championship won by Ben Hogan. And of course, you know the name Ben Hogan.
It sounds familiar. I don't know much more than the fact that he's a golfer.
Yeah, he's a legend.
And a good one.
A legendary golfer.
A decent one? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. But I mean, the senior tour has John Daly on it, too.
Oh, and he was at Bellerive.
Bernard Langer.
Oh,
who's that?
Bernard Langer.
The German guy. Yeah. He wins everything. And some crabby men. Like, there's lots of crabby people on that tour, too.
Really?
Well, you know, they just don't have time for it.
They don't care anymore.
Jerry Kelly, he's kind of a hothead.
Mm. JerryKelly.com?
No, it's a different Jerry Kelly. Yeah. Yeah, don't get me in trouble.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with more winning for you. Before 8 o'clock, your Brew in the Loo tickets. We're giving them away all this week.
Hey, Jen, when you met Lizzo last night at her show at the pageant, did you tell her about our softer October thing we're doing every day?
I didn't.
I think she would have appreciated it. 8:50. If you listen this time and you haven't been able to hear it, this week is Duets Week. We are highlighting some of the softest jams for
Soft Rocktober.
Okay. For a while, I've wanted to do something with Next Door because I think Next Door is radio gold.
Oh, sometimes it can get juicy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are tons of fights on Next Door about silly things, and I feel like we're missing an opportunity.
And let's explain what Next Door is because not everybody knows, right?
Yes.
It's an app that connects you with your community. Your neighbors on your street, a little bit further out, with your municipality, or maybe like a little bit larger area. People have different questions like, hey, does anyone know of a good lawn service? Or I lost my dog. Here's a picture of him in case you find him.
It's like a neighborhood message board in the form of an app.
Yes. Stuff like that. But every once in a while, you get a real crab who gets on there and wants to start some drama.
Yeah, and I looked online and found some really good Next Door posts. So I'll give you an example of some of the funnier ones. These aren't necessarily fights. We're looking for more of the funny arguments. But for example, a woman posted on Next Door in her area, my husband found a dead parakeet on our driveway this morning. If your parakeet is missing, then stop looking for it. It's not coming home.
Oh. There could have been a nicer way to say that.
Yeah, right. This is pretty funny. this person said, I can't believe I'm posting this, but I am. I left the front door open and my beloved Roomba escaped. And they drew a picture of the Roomba with its name, Steve. And it probably won't respond to his name if called, but if you see it,
that's great.
Please bring it back to me.
That's a great neighbor right there.
Renegade Roomba. This is funny. Need to rehome a dog. Small terrier, tends to bark a lot. If interested, let me know. I'll jump over my neighbor's fence and get it for you.
Oh, no.
And then, like, it's a great place for lost dogs. Somebody posted a picture, lost puppy, and it's a raccoon. I mean, you know, people have fun on it as well. But some people, it's those people in your neighborhood that are probably the ones.
I don't think they understand how to conduct themselves.
Yes.
In general.
So if you have a good, like, next door, or it could be like a Facebook community neighborhood site where people have gotten into it, we'd love for you to text us or email those. And all of our emails are our name at Y98.com, our first name. But we have a really good first entry in something I like to call Next Door Theater. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Next Door Theater. Playing the part of crabby next door lady will be Jen Myers.
What are you trying to say?
Jen writes,
over the last three Halloweens, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community, and it has to stop. Dum-dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers might be okay for some other cities nearby Rancho Cucamonga, but we are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. This year, everyone needs to start handing out full-size candy bars, or giving each child 4 to 6 fun-size bars, or move out!
Thank you for joining us for our first edition of Next Door Theater.
How was that? Was that a little over at the top?
Oh my gosh. That's why people leave.
I used the move out.
Halloween.
I improvised the move out, but all that other stuff was real.
Yes.
She said everyone needs to do it.
I love Dum Dums, so I feel attacked by
I'm a Jolly Rancher fan.
Yeah, right. I had no idea I grew up in a poor neighborhood.
You do. You do. Email any of us if you see a good next door, you know, just something going on. We'd love to see it and hear about it.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. I keep looking at this extended forecast and trying to extrapolate out how Halloween's going to be. I don't know, but I believe that polar coaster is going to be in full effect this winter. We went from 100 degree weather to cold. Today's 76, but this weekend, 59 for the high. Ugh. Right now, it's 50. 50 downtown, and Lance Hildebrand has traffic.
There is one forecast we can give you for Halloween. Whether it's sunny and 70 or snowy and 22, it's going to be a terrible...
Y98, it is the court card. Were you snoring during Adele?
I'm sorry, I just, all the pep in here.
Today's best music mix, Y98. And Cashman, your first code word for $1,000, 8 times a day, between 9 and 5. That code word this morning is coming at 9:20, less than 2 hours away. But first, it's time for... Am I Weird Wednesday? We do this every Wednesday around this time. We've gotten a lot of weird stuff from you. We do weird stuff too, and we're not afraid to admit it. And then we ask you, honestly, are we weird?
I think pretty much every week we have said that people weren't weird.
No, yeah, I think
for
you're
these
right.
things, I think every.
Yeah, we haven't found one where we're like, you need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's one that I came across yesterday that's kind of gone viral, and it's blowing up the interwebs because people are pretty divided. So I'm very curious through our text line, you know, what people are going to think about this. Well, and I kind of want to bounce it off you. There was a survey about women and giving birth. And how a lot of them, before they go to the hospital to have the baby, like get a manicure or a pedicure, and they're definitely putting makeup on and getting their face done before they have this baby so that they look good in pictures that get posted to social media.
And I think the pedicure thing, pedicure is for
your doctor.
You just don't want to have some gnarly feet.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's for you. It's not.
There's
right.
also some other stuff you could take care of too, but we're not going to get into that.
So they're talking about all of these things.
Yes. So, but mostly the applying makeup. Applying makeup before you give birth. Some people are like, I just want to have pictures that I, you know, it's a happy moment. You want to look at that picture all the time.
All right. And so what? Are people saying that's dumb to do? Because I think it's, who cares?
Right.
Let them
the
do what they want to do. They're having the baby.
They're right. saying it's vain because, they're saying it's weird because the mom is vain. And it's not about you. It's about this baby.
All right. Tim, what do you think?
I think it's okay.
Okay.
I think whatever makes the mom
yes,
feel
I agree.
Good and confident, she should
Lance,
go for it.
Lance, what do you think?
I agree with Tim. I think yep. it's the same thing. If it makes you feel good, do it.
I totally agree. Especially nowadays, more moms kind of know when they're going to have the baby. You know what I mean? You have a little more time to prepare, especially if you have a scheduled C-section.
Yes, you're right.
So, what, you know, hey.
Look good.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man.
Look, Courtney, you don't care.
I don't. You know what? You're having the baby. Do whatever you want.
I feel like it's just.
Stop judging. I mean,
another
I judge
reason,
a lot.
It's another reason for people to be outraged. And when I had. With Finn, I, like, was not ready, and all of a sudden it was, like, go time. No time for makeup. They were like, don't sneeze before the doctor gets here, because this baby's going to
yeah,
pop out.
Right.
And so with Nora, as soon as I went in, I put my makeup on right away, and they're like, you're going to be here for a while. I said, oh, last time, it happened immediately, and within an hour, I had her. And they were like, oh, my God, you were so smart to put that makeup on.
I'm sure our moms thinks it's silly.
It's a little
yeah
silly,
right?
Like, it's all about social media,
yeah,
really, right? And how whatever you feel comfortable with, and whatever however you want to look in your picture. Some people wear makeup, some people don't. Leave them alone. Stop judging.
All right, so we're good. We're all good on that. Now we have a listener. Am I weird?
Am I weird? From a listener, this person writes: I only eat one thing at a time on my plate. I have to eat all the veggies, then all the potatoes, and then all the meat. Am I weird?
Well, I think it's weird, but it's what you do. I mean,
like, I don't know anyone who does that. I mix everything up like immediately. Like if I could dump my whole plate in a blender for
you, mix every. Now that's weird.
Depending
too.
On what it is, I like yeah. every bite. I like every bite on my fork to have a little bit of everything on it.
Agreed.
And then I'll stir stuff up a lot too. And then you have all other people who maybe don't eat them in order like this, but they're very strict with the boundaries.
They can't touch
on their plate. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. When they're like seven.
No,
I think
really?
Lots of adults
like that
are
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
So my husband, when he was a kid, could not have anything touching. He had to have one of those divider plates,
mm-hmm.
and he ate everything in order. Like, first he ate his peas, then he ate his mashed potatoes, then he ate his meat, or whatever order.
I will save the last bite of something I like the most
yes.
for my last
yeah,
bite.
That makes sense.
If I have like a three different things,
yeah.
I'll make sure my last bite will be the thing I like the most
yeah.
out of the three
mm-hmm.
things.
I'm also really big on portioning it so that every bite is the same ratio. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I don't want to have one of one thing left. I want to complete them
uh-huh.
all at the same time.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody has their own eating idiosyncrasies
yeah.
and a lot of them carry over from when you were a kid, whether it's not having any of your food touch, eating things in a certain order, making sure every single thing is on your fork at the same time.
What's your weird eating thing, Lance?
I was going to say kind of, you know, it was sort of a question for Tim because I noticed I do this too because I do it differently every time. But I noticed that if I'm enjoying a particular thing, one thing out of many on my plate, I will make sure that I have the most of that left. So I'll eat everything else and have like a good sized chunk of whatever it is I'm enjoying the most.
That's
yeah.
what I
like
said.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
I know, but I was typing up an app.
Why, you care about Tim, what he does more than me?
Yeah.
I don't blame
yeah.
you.
Am I Weird Wednesday has turned into Am I Your Favorite Wednesday,
yeah.
and the answer is no.
Send us your Am I Weird questions. 314-531-9898.
I got one other weird thing I do.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Anything I'm holding in my hand, I don't eat the last bite. Because I think it's because my fingers have been on it, which is weird even if I've cleaned them or whatever. If it's a sandwich, a hamburger, whatever. The part that is in my fingers, I will throw away.
What?
Yeah.
That's
every time.
Like an ice cream cone? You don't eat the bottom of the ice cream cone?
That, I would maybe 50-50.
Right? But what about ice cream sandwich?
I would throw away the last
you
bite.
You would?
100%
wow.
on
pizza.
That one.
Wow.
Mm.
A lot of times I would throw away the last bite.
Do you eat the crust anyway?
The bones are the best.
I do eat the crust.
Normally you do. Okay.
Yes.
I think we need to buy you some wet wipes so you can clean your hands right before
I don't know what it is. And it's weird
gloves.
Because my grip changes throughout the
Yeah, that would be weird if Tim had eating.
Love you like me. There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convey. I'm going to share some facts. We'll see if they impress you guys. Kevin's going to play sound effects. That's
huzzah!
It works every time.
It works on Lance for sure.
Just love that's. I don't know why I like that one.
Is
so
that
much.
Your like in your Hall of Fame of sound effects? It, that's number one.
It might be. It was so good, I pulled that one out and gave it to Kevin, so.
That and Paul Cook's cornea.
I love that one.
I had just too thin of a cornea.
They always said, sorry, you just have too thin of a cornea.
The Mike Schilt fact. I know, you sent it to me, but then I put my phone on Instagram Live, so I can't get it.
Mike Schilt from the Cardinals?
Yeah, here it is.
Here's something you didn't know.
St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Schilt is only the third MLB manager to not play any professional baseball and lead his team into the postseason. The other two managers were, and I love this name, Clarence Henry Pants Rowland.
Oh, Pants Rowland.
Good Lord, put on some pants.
1917 Chicago White Sox and Ed Barrow, 1918 Boston Red Sox. Pants Rowland and Ed Barrow won the World Series.
Mm. What? Courtney, that feels like a pitcher's horoscope to me.
And what we also decided is professional baseball included minor leagues.
Yes, so, it did.
Because some other guys didn't play MLB, but they
played professional baseball.
Paid to play baseball.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's something else you didn't know. Corn is a type of grass.
What?
What?
That's right. I said it.
Here's so, it's not a vegetable, it's a grass?
Mm-hmm. Type of grass.
That's the devil talking.
Yeah, right.
Here's something you didn't know. CeeLo Green was a backup singer on TLC's Waterfalls.
What?
Yeah. Here's something you didn't know. Your head ages faster than your feet, although it's just by nanoseconds. It's because your head is slightly closer to Earth's gravitational field.
Fantastic.
Huh?
That's why my feet look so good.
What happened to mine then? Here's something you didn't know. It's legal to own a flamethrower in 48 states.
Only
California and Maryland have banned them.
Hey, well, let's get some flamethrowers, guys.
I think a promotion of some sort is in order. Wow. Flamethrowers. Hey,
it's a great idea.
I know.
Get promotions in here.
Would you like me to warm up your coffee?
Here's something you didn't know. The Village People didn't come up with the YMCA arm movements that people do during the song. The audience started doing it when they performed on American Bandstand in 1979, so they decided to incorporate it into their act.
Well, yeah.
What? That's right.
Here's something you didn't know. Crayola has been owned by Hallmark since 1984.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Yeah. Aren't they making enough off their cards? I mean, geez.
Ryan's cousin works for Hallmark, and she's like, can you tell all the millennials that they need to send somebody a card?
Oh, it's dropping off?
Yeah.
There's something about a handwritten note in a card. But man, they're expensive. Last time you bought a card, if you did not go to the bargain place.
Oh, yeah, it's like $5, $6.
It's like $7.
Yeah. If you get one with sound, like my mom does, they're like $15. And I'm like, instead of sending my kids a $15 card that sounds annoying.
Send a 10 spot.
Yeah, right? Hello?
Here's something you didn't know. When Judy Garland got cast as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, she was put on a diet of chicken soup, black coffee, and 80 cigarettes a day, even though she was 16 years old.
She was just a child. Yeah,
major drama.
I looked this one. I didn't believe that one, but I looked it up. It's true.
I remember the weight issues with the studios when I saw that movie that I was talking about, that Over the Rainbow, whatever it was called, that they did address the studio having problems, their weight.
But that diet?
I know.
80 cigarettes a day? That's half of what you put down in a day. How can you smoke 80 cigarettes in a day and then sing?
My grandpa did.
Oh, my gosh.
80?
Oh, easily 4 packs a day.
No way.
Did he sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow after?
No, he didn't. And he didn't get much past 65.
And that's all you're doing, I would think.
Yeah. My mom vividly would tell the story that there was a lit cigarette in every room in her house when she was growing up.
Oh, my gosh.
Fire hazard.
Here's something you didn't know. McDonald's didn't start accepting credit cards until 2003.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of places didn't have them.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like
that seems correct.
But cash only at McDonald's seems crazy because they're such a huge company.
Yeah, but that seems like it's right. I mean, it is right because you just told us.
Buenas noches, señoritas.
Here's something you didn't know. There was an official U.S. presidential yacht until Jimmy Carter got rid of it in 1977.
Was it the Sequoia? Was that what it was called?
I don't know.
I believe you, Lance.
Like
what would you need that for?
Yeah.
Look at that beautiful man. Look at those eyes. Let's get this man a campaign.
Say that, Sean Avery. Here's something you didn't know. The reason RX is used for prescriptions. Anybody know why?
No.
Okay. It's because it's a short version of the Latin word recipe, which means take. So it's like take blah, 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 blah.
Oh. I'm just teaching fools some basic rules.
Here's something you didn't know. The smell of fresh cut grass is a distress signal. The grass is releasing a chemical that makes that smell to try to save itself from the mortal wound you just dealt to it.
Oh my gosh, that hurts my heart.
It's sad. No.
And we love it.
We love it.
That is maybe the most depressing things you didn't know ever.
It's so sad.
Plants.
You gotta know this stuff.
They have feelings.
Oh, it makes me sad. I mean, think about when you aerate it.
Oh, God.
Things you didn't know.
Make that sound. That made me sad.
Hey, I was right. It was the Sequoia. That was the presidential yacht.
Nice work.
Thank you.
And I read the article you sent. So we talked things you didn't know earlier about the... Lance was saying that the pole, the rod on the top of the Empire State Building was there to...
Zeppelins.
Zeppelins.
Yes.
Dirigibles, whatever you want to call them.
But it turns out like they kind of said it was, but it wasn't really.
Yeah.
But it did say that at one time they did, in fact, tether one to it.
Yeah.
But it was pretty difficult and not very practical at all.
No.
It could have popped it.
Yes.
Could have. Yeah.
Because originally they thought immigrants would come over on Zeppelins and then they just land at the Empire State Building and then cruise down.
Yeah. The story was, so when they were building the Empire State Building, it was going to be 4 feet taller than the Chrysler Building, but they wanted to err on the side of caution, it being the biggest building, so they added a 200-foot mast and said that what we're going to do is we're going to dock Zeppelins here and we're going to have a gangplank. You're going to walk down a gangplank from the Zeppelin to this pole and step on a 2.5-foot wide area. That would be where you would disembark with your packet, your trunk that you've gone traveling with.
Right. I'll be needing stitches. 198. It is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and you're about an hour and a half away from Cashman, your first code word, worth $1,000 this morning. Okay, it's time for the sweet spot. And this is, I don't know, it just makes me so happy. The Stanley Cup. The last week or two, they've, as it wraps up its run. I think today's the last day it's in town.
I thought it was done after they brought it on the ice.
I did too.
I thought it was going back to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Still showing up everywhere.
I know.
After they brought it on the ice, they decided to like take it out into the community. They went to a bunch of charities. They, you know, decided to like highlight some people doing good in St. Louis.
Oh, that's cool.
And yesterday afternoon, they brought it to the St. Louis Area Food Bank, where my husband works, and surprised a bunch of people there. He knew about it, but couldn't say anything.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yesterday, I cut off a food bank truck, and he honked at me. So if you could tell Ryan to apologize.
Oh,
it
man.
Was brutal, but I had to get over. I was wrong.
You can't wreck one of those trucks. They're worth a lot of money.
Well, then I felt terrible. This guy's doing some good, and I'm, you know,
cutting him off.
Yeah, so anyway, if you could pass that along, I'd appreciate it.
So there is this person who started a Twitter account called STL Stanley Cup Tracker. And people would send this person tips, but the person also did research and would let people know. If you followed them on Twitter, you could find out where the Stanley Cup had been, where it was going to be. It was just a really cool thing for the community. And we said right after the Blues won the Stanley Cup, you need to follow this Twitter account so you know what's going on.
Yeah.
We didn't realize this thing was going to stretch on for as long as it did. The funny thing is, or the ironic thing, the person who started Stanley Cup Tracker did not see the cup in person.
And how did they get the inside scoop on where the Stanley Cup was all the time?
She did her own intel. And her name's Natalie Condon. So she did not get to see the cup until Monday morning.
Tracker.
Yeah, why didn't she just drive to one of the places?
No, when it all changed. Here's the thing. There are a couple times where there are public events where she could go, but she had like a conflict that she couldn't get out of. By the way, I was reading up on her and she's amazing. She went to Marquette and Mizzou. She's in her 20s. They did an interview with her not too long ago in one of the papers. She volunteers with Friends of Kids with Cancer and Special Olympics. She tries to do an act of kindness for one person a day. She's this amazing woman.
Wow.
And she lived in Chicago for a little bit. And she had friends in Chicago who talked about when the Blackhawks won, there was a Twitter account and people got to see where the cup was and it was just really cool. So she wanted to do that here in St. Louis. So the Blues followed this, and they thought it was so awesome what she did that Monday there was an arrival at her door at work, and it was Howie Barrow, the guy we interviewed who had the Stanley Cup, and someone from the Blues, and they surprised her and brought the cup
to
her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because they said she did so much for so many St. Louisans around the area.
Yeah, if it wasn't for her, there'd be so many people that didn't get a chance to see it.
You think she was tracking it, and the signal, she's like, it's getting closer.
Right.
Says it's here. It's in my house.
It can't be.
Yeah. She said her best moments running the account were probably some of the older fans, you know, who waited their whole life for the cup, who, because of this Twitter account, went to places they never thought they'd go to, like the Wheelhouse, in order to find the cup and fulfill their dream of touching it. But if you look at this account, there are so many people that were like, thank you so much. If it hadn't been for you, I would have never had my dream of touching the cup. There was somebody who said, nobody's milked a championship more than the Blues have. And she responded, whole milk, skim milk, 2%. I'll take it all as well as a side of cookies. Like, we're just going to milk it until the end. But tons of people replying to her. She'd post pictures every day. She posted pictures of the cup at the food bank yesterday. And somebody said, thank you. Because of your posting, my dream came true. And I finally got to touch the cup.
Oh, that's a great story.
So, Natalie Condon, I think we all need to be a little bit more like she is.
All right, well, I will right now because I'm going to give away some Brew in the Lou tickets.
I'm going to go track another cup of coffee.
Hey, if you want to get in on this, you can give the phone number, and then you could also be a part of this act of kindness.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay. 314-531-9898, or in Illinois, second act of kindness, 618-397-9898.
I'd like to jump in, too.
Yeah?
Caller 18.
a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
198, congratulations, our Brew in the Lou winner, straight out of Fenton, Cassie Kohlmeier.
Hey,
she's going to Francis Park this weekend. And don't
worry.
Yeah, the
weather's going to be nice.
I know.
Mostly sunny and cooler. It's a perfect brew fest opportunity.
So another chance to win tomorrow, another chance to win on Friday on the show.
Foodstuffs!
It's Foodstuffs with him, Tim Convey.
That's right, it's 805 Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convey. You get it. Sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Three locations and a fourth coming, hopefully real soon, to the Central West End. Lots to get to. Ooh, this I like. A woman named Emily just tweeted a video from the TSA at LAX Airport in Los Angeles. And they stopped her. The TSA stopped her because she had 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos in her carry-on. It was a Louis Vuitton carry-on, by the way.
Well,
like those things don't go together, but
no, they totally do.
I don't know.
She says she had all the bags because she was going to visit friends in South Korea where Flamin' Hot Cheetos are hard to find. Can you imagine?
Well, if that you're Cheetos, sense. Why aren't you like, apparently these are awesome.
Yeah.
Here.
We need to put more in.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of rules and regulations and
about food, but usually when you travel internationally, it's like produce. You can't bring certain fruits or plants back.
No, but I'm saying as to Courtney's thing about them supplying them over there, there's a lot of, I'm going to throw out the word tariffs.
Oh,
and hope that applies here.
That's what your Halloween costume is this year.
He's going to be a sexy tarot.
But the TSA thought it was suspicious that all she had in her bags were the Cheetos. So they inspected them one by one before they finally let her and the Cheetos go through.
Oh, they didn't have crack in them or meth?
No.
So they're going to be stale?
Just Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Yeah, if they opened them, I guess so.
Yeah.
Like the South Food Koreans stuff. Haven't been through enough. Now they got stale Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Huh.
Arby's just unleashed some clothing. Oktoberfest clothes called Meatoberfest.
Meatoberfest.
Yeah. Meat-themed pseudo-holiday clothing. All the trappings of Oktoberfest, but you know, with the meat.
So what? Like what?
First of all, they've got
Meterhosen?
Three Meatoberfest
you
sandwiches.
Say Meterhosen?
Beer braised beef, double
that's a
roast
new sandwich.
Beef.
Yeah. Okay.
Beer cheese triple stack. All three sandwiches come with beer cheese sauce, beer braised beef, beer mustard, and a toasted pretzel roll. But clothing you can buy for $30. It's Meterhosen with meat printed everywhere. So it's just Lederhosen, but it's just meat everywhere. What do you wear that to?
A meet and greet?
Have the meat.
Chad could have worn it last night when she met Lizzo.
I know. It would have looked great with the lighting. Yeah, T totally gets a ding for that.
A Beefarian hat. It's a hat accented with bacon. And Das hat. A boot-like glass stein that's actually in the general shape of an Arby's hat logo. You can fill it with beer or...
Oh, I love that.
Or meat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Arby's. That's pretty funny.
Food stuff.
We talked condiments and food stuffs yesterday, and I have a close friend who says that Arby's has the best condiments across the
world. Their Arby's sauce is really good.
They do it well. They got
barbecue,
a few things.
Or is that what it's called?
Someone was arguing in the building that Lion's Choice, because they have a whole condiment bar that nobody compares.
Yeah, they also don't mess around. I would agree with them. Not to bum you guys out here in foodstuffs, which is usually so uplifting, but a new survey found that the average American eats 387 meals alone each year, or about one meal a day on average.
I don't think that's weird.
That's low for me. I eat a lot alone.
I know. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm eating lunch every single day alone.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of us feel like we're not really eating alone as long as we've got our phone with us. That's even sadder. And the average American now eats as many meals alone with their phone as they do with any other person they know, including spouses and children. Six solo meals with our phone each week, and six with the person who we eat with most often.
I think you're lucky to get dinner. with the person that you're with.
Right.
But this has just changed so much from how it used to be.
It really has.
Makes me feel not as bad. The survey found most of us don't actually think there's a stigma about it anymore, about eating alone. 68% of us even look forward to eating alone.
I like to eat alone sometimes, just to like take a breather.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't dine out alone, though.
I'm okay with dining out alone.
I just don't do it.
But I think a lot of times people feel weird about dining out alone, and when they do, that's when the phone comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, right. So they can act like they're busy.
Yeah.
The five most common reasons we eat by ourselves. It's more relaxing. We're too busy. We want to save money and not make an event out of every meal. Or our friends are too busy. Ouch. And it's a good way to catch up on TV shows.
All right. I'm fine with it.
You are? Mm-hmm. I thought this would have more of an impact.
No, because I think that we have weird schedules.
Yeah.
So we're not going to eat with the people that are in our lives as much because they're gone or doing something.
Yeah. I'm usually hungry for lunch and dinner before anybody else around me is.
Oh, for sure. Nick's a late. He likes to eat late. I don't love it.
You guys give me trouble for eating during the show, but that's just my way of not having to eat a meal alone.
Yeah,
no. I'm like, oh yeah, I ate with some friends today. No big deal. That's Foodstuffs.
Text your invitations to have lunch with Tim to 314-531-9898.
Yep.
All right, your forecast, Ashley Home Store. This is home, as we just talked about a couple minutes.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Tom Ackerman, sports director. I'm sorry, Coach Ackerman, sports director. I don't think he goes by that on air, except for here. He'll be with us at around 9:05 this morning to give us our pep talk that we need heading into Game 5 this afternoon against the Atlanta Braves. And we still have your code word for Cashman. That's at 9:20. That's the first time you'll hear a code word of the day, 8 times a day, $1,000. Each hour from 8 to 5. And all you do is text that number to 72881.
A lot of text messages today. So thank you guys. 314-531-9898. But somebody texted and said, you just ran a segment called Something You Didn't Know. It was great and I loved it. Tim Convey's a true talent.
Can you stop reading your own text?
I added that part. Well, one of the facts that we shared was that there was a presidential yacht all the way until 1977 when Jimmy Carter got rid of it. Lance then said that it was called the Sequoia, and he was correct. Presidential yacht was called the Sequoia. This texter said the Sequoia is in Washington, D.C., and is owned by this guy's best friend, Gary Silversmith, who is a 1974 graduate of Ladue. He's from right here in St. Louis. He bought it out of a shipyard dilapidated shape and spent millions renovating it. He hosts celebrities and politicians and all stuff on what used to be the presidential yacht. Yeah. A guy from St. Louis.
Right. You know who he hasn't hosted yet?
Lance Hildebrand?
The Courtney and Company Morning Show.
If you're listening, Ledoux's Gary,
he's not
Silversmith.
Scott's the guy that texted us.
Gary, what's his name though?
Gary Silversmith owns
Silversmith.
It.
Yeah. Gary Silversmith.
Well, Scott, we need to get in good with Scott.
Scott, hook it up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To get us an invite on the yacht.
And thanks for the kind words about the show. And then another text. We were talking about the Stanley Cup and the cup tracker. We talked about it in the sweet spot. And somebody says the Blues will maintain control of the cup until October 15th when they go to the White House. So when after they go to D.C. and celebrate at the White House, they will give it back to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
So we still need to follow the tracker then.
Yeah, a few more days. Although people have been saying like within the next day or two, it's not making any more public appearances.
It's just so interesting. We've never had a trophy that goes back somewhere.
Right.
Have we? Because you usually get your own trophy.
Right. No, that's unique to the NHL, which is so cool.
The Cardinals, like, you know, bring them out and put them back in storage and they're on display.
The museum.
You always have them. That's why someone was like, really? Aren't we done with the Stanley Cup thing? It's like, no, because once it leaves town, like, we don't get it back until we win it again.
I have to admit, I'm one of those people.
Are you?
But you weren't until like a few days ago, like, okay, I'm ready. My friend a couple months ago was like, how long is this going
to
go on?
Yeah, and I got to see it, so it's not fair of me.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's exciting. Like, I didn't realize how excited I would be until I was there.
I remember. Yes.
Was it the fifth time you were near it, Tim, that you were excited?
When it was here before we even won, just during the playoffs, I remember how overwhelming it was.
And I wasn't here
more
that
so
day.
Than you
but,
thought.
But remember,
yeah.
we saw it without the Blues names on it.
First. Yes.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's so true. That's true.
You kind of want to see it again.
No, yeah. I'm good.
I do, actually. You make a good point.
My parents live like an hour and a half away from the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. So I think when we go there this summer, we're going to go up and there's really been no point in visiting there. It's like, you know.
Yeah, we don't have much in there is what you're saying.
Being from Buffalo and living in St. Louis for longer than I lived in Buffalo, it's like, let me go up and look at a bunch of other teams. Like, we would walk by the Hall of Fame.
And do I recall correctly, is that in a shopping mall or part of a shopping mall or attached to it somehow?
It's an anchor store.
No, it almost looked like it was a row house, if I remember correctly.
What's a row house?
Did they move it? Because I was there, I don't know, probably 15
years ago. Next to L.L. Bean?
No, it would be Roots up in Canada.
Oh, okay.
What's moved?
What's a row house?
Just like a tall, narrow building, like in New York.
Old-timey construction.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Aren't those brownstones?
Yeah, maybe that's
brownstones in New York. Other cities, they call them row houses.
Oh.
Wow. I thought you said roadhouse.
Well, I know what that is.
Yeah. Don't
tell me. Swayze, all Daisy.
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a little bit. The best.
And all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good.
Entertainment Schmig.
Oh, yeah. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness to celebrate their 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois opening. Join now for 25 cents. All right, let's talk about the next Bachelor and an onset mishap. Peter Weber. He was on the last season of The Bachelorette. And he was in Costa Rica this past weekend filming, but he slipped while he was stepping onto a golf cart and split his face open on some cocktail glasses he was carrying. The horror! 22 stitches later, they said it was really serious. But Chris Harrison wants to reassure everyone that his face is still fine. I think this is a great new premise. You get all these people on a season of The Bachelor. You fake an accident where this person becomes, you know, they don't look like they did at the start. A bunch of stitches. They say that it's never going to heal.
There was a Lifetime movie starring Yasmin Bleeth that was very similar to this whole premise, Jen. It was called A Face to Die For.
Ooh.
She had some cosmetic surgery done and the person she was in love with before then was interested in her. And there was murder involved of some sort.
I just like the sentence, there was a Lifetime movie starring Yasmin Bleeth.
Yasmin Bleeth, very underrated. Mm-hmm. Didn't get the credit she deserved.
And really not around. You'd think she'd be showing up all the time on Lifetime.
That's what I'm saying.
Don Johnson says they're thinking about a Miami Vice reboot. They did do the movie with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell in just about 15 years ago.
Didn't go well.
Mm-mm.
But, Don, I don't know.
Would this be more like a Golden Girls themed Miami Vice?
Yeah, right?
Maybe they're trying to jump into the nostalgia game.
I know.
Everything's 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be like Crockett and Tubbs kids now have grown up and they're in the Vice. Masked Singer is tonight on Fox. So far, we know Ninja was revealed. Spoiler alert, Panda was Layla Ali and Egg was Johnny Weir. Some other costumes still in the running. Butterfly, Flamingo, Ladybug, Leopard, Black Widow, Thingamajig, Tree, Rottweiler, and Skeleton.
Any predictions?
I have yet to watch.
Okay.
Riverdale on CW premieres tonight. You also have two new series premiering, one on the CW after Riverdale. It's Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
Hello.
Kevin's daughter Kennedy is very pumped about this.
Right? Yeah.
Is she really?
It was like one of their dresses. Your favorite television shows, and she had done
today.
She had done Blue Bloods last year, so this year Nancy Drew. She said it's the premiere. I'm going all out, going crazy.
I read all the Nancy Drew books when I was a kid. I loved them. I can't believe it's taken this long for them to do.
Well, Veronica Mars was Nancy Drewish, don't you think, Lance?
True.
Yeah.
And on Netflix, okay, series premiere of Rhythm and Flow. They're trying to find the next big rapper. This is on Netflix, so this is interesting. T.I., Cardi B, and Chance the Rapper are the judges. 3-week event. I don't know. Netflix getting into the reality singing / rapping game.
I'll check it out.
All right. Will you check out A Christmas Carol with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like, as far as the bidding war is going, final negotiations are happening with Apple and their streaming service. So there you go. Add it to the list. We talked yesterday about Disney Plus. Now, if you don't have Apple already, you're going to have to do it. Those two reimagining Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. Today, a big day in history. This is for Tim, because he's such a big fan. Of Elvis. 46 years ago, he and Priscilla Presley got divorced. She didn't get a ton of... I mean, I guess it was maybe a lot of money by 73's standards. $1.5 million.
Because he probably didn't... His estate has just grown...
Yes, since.
And wasn't she the one over his estate and made it like the moneymaker that it is now?
It's also funny because Elvis, you know, they split up and then Elvis had other women live at Graceland with him who decorated and redid it. And then after he died, Priscilla came in and went back to all her old, the way she had it decorated.
Not Priscilla Presley. She's a businesswoman who doesn't get enough credit. And...
She and Yasmeen Bleeth, man.
I know.
Get together and claim what is due.
I mean, if they could come up with a company together, watch out.
You all kind of want to see the movie now, don't you?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. I will at least read a Wikipedia summary on the movie you described.
And 33 years ago, they weren't sure if it was going to make it, but there was a new TV network called Fox that debuted. In 1986.
Wow.
Crazy.
Married with Children? Was that one of the first shows? I think it was. If not the initial rollout, it was one of the first shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they weren't on all day either.
No. Yeah.
Crazy. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes. And don't forget, it's soft
rock. Courtney and Company Morning Show. Y98. Soft October. Remember, to play Yahtzee, you need 2.5. Paradise. Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7 in the charts. 1986, I believe. 1984. Written by the same guy who did Hungry Eyes, Eric Carmen.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He liked the soundtrack game and big soundtracks at that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made some bank there in the 80s, didn't he?
Listen, my doctor told me to cut out dairy, so you're going to have to let me know next time you spread that much cheese.
The next time will be about 8:50 tomorrow morning for another installment of Soft Rocktober.
It's time now for celebrity birthdays. A little sad note, John Lennon would have been 79 today. He always just, you know, he's forever young. Yeah. You don't picture him being almost 80 years old. But a youngin' and 10th season winner of American Idol. I know you think to yourself, Scotty McCreery be in Branson. But no, coming up in November, he's going to be at Tax Slayer Center in Moline, Illinois. How old is...
What are the chances? John Lennon and Scotty McCreery on one day.
Yeah, right? How old is Scotty McCreery?
32. I don't even know what that person looks like.
20... He's the one that had the real deep voice. Yeah. The real low...
deep country singer.
That didn't match his body. He's kind of like lanky.
33.
28.
34.
Man, he's 26.
Sorry, buddy. You sound 34.
Yeah, I think he was in high school when he was on the show.
Hey, St. Louis's own Scott Bakula celebrates a birthday today.
NCIS New Orleans.
And maybe, you know, we got all those celebrities to record stuff during 24 Hours of Gloria.
The best
one. Let's Go Blues. And, I mean, he nailed it. It gave me chills. It was great. Yeah, I think a lot of people think it got the blues to the cup.
He talked about his own history.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Going to see
Scott
the blues.
Bakula. You got it?
Hey, blues fans. 50 years ago, I saw my first blues game at the old arena.
That's a hint.
I've been a diehard fan ever since. It's time to get it done. This is Scott Bakula on Y98. Let's go Blues!
Bakula, man.
I'm gonna say
so
he's
strong.
I'm going to say he's 60.
I think he's older. I think he's 60.
He looks good.
He looks real good.
He works out real well.
And what a great television actor. He's had a great career.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quantum Leap is one of the best things that ever happened to me. 64.
66.
That's what I was thinking. 67.
65.
Yeah.
Saw his first game when he was 15 years old.
Well, that's the first time the Blues were here.
He didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lay off Bakula. The guy's doing his best.
I was like, geez, you didn't want to go when you were like 8? What's wrong with you? And, okay, listen, I know we get tired of him winning everything, and I got real tired of hearing about his show Monk, but everything he's in is just fantastic, including the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
He is really good in that.
Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub.
That's a tough one.
It is. Yeah. He was in Wings.
Yeah.
So,
59.
I bet he's older than that. 61.
I think you guys are right in there, and I respect it. But I'm going to go 62.
64.
66.
Wow.
Also celebrating a birthday today, you have Chris O'Dowd. Very funny. Real thick great. Irish accent. He's 40.
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, yeah. Bridesmaids.
He's only 40?
Yeah.
Is he really?
He's done a ton of movies, too. Man, that guy is in a lot of stuff.
Jay Peterman from Seinfeld. John O'Hurley, 67. And Sharon Osbourne. No, John O'Hurley, 65. Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, well, of course it is.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. You are about 10 minutes away from your first code word in the Cash Man contest. Opportunity for you to win $1,000 8 times a day when you hear the code word from Cash Man. Text that to 72881. And you have about 40 minutes to do so. So don't freak out that you have to get it in right away. And one randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. We welcome to the show once again, Coach Ackerman.
Hey, Coach.
Tom Ackerman.
Thank you, guys.
Sports director for KMOX.
Thank you. Now, everybody bring it in.
We're gonna keep calling you Coach Ackerman until it spreads beyond this room and just everybody calls you Coach, even your kids. Your girls are going to start calling you Coach instead of Dad.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I did, as this series, when I came back from Atlanta, I had the family, we had a little family meeting, and I said, look... I said, everybody bring it in. So this is important to Daddy. You know, Daddy works really hard to get to this moment. This is kind of what we work for, to get to here. And I'll say the same thing to you all in this room. You know, this is why you support the St. Louis Cardinals right here. This day, today is the day. The game 4, the elimination game, remember? I told you got to win games like that to win a championship.
Yeah.
And I told you that you have to believe that this team understands what it's all about, that it bounces back from tough games. And they did that. And they won that game. All that did is fuel the belief even more now. Now they really believe that they can come back. Here's the big difference between this game and the exact same pitching matchup that they had in game 2. Jack Flaherty in Atlanta against Mike Foltynewicz, who was terrific.
Yeah.
He is expected to face a different lineup today. So that game 2 had Harrison Bader. Harrison had trouble hitting breaking ball. In fact, the Braves never threw him a fastball, not once, the entire game, because they know he can't hit it. They have a guy named Matt Carpenter in there today. Little different lineup, same lineup that we saw in St. Louis, but a lineup that now has the lefty Carpenter. You have to be careful with him if you're the Braves. It changes. It's a little tweak, but it changes things a little bit. The Cardinals 3, 4, and 5 hitters I would take over the Braves all day long. Goldschmidt, Ozuna, and Molina mm-hmm. are completely locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Way more so than the three in Atlanta. Freddie Freeman, Josh Donaldson, and Nick Markakis are the furthest from locked in right now. That's a big problem for them, and they're going to have to deal with Flaherty. That's my baseball analysis of the situation. The lineup is much different this time around, the way things are going for the Cardinals. Here's how you win the game today. You score early, find a way to get some runs going. Jack Flaherty has not been supported all year, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's
right.
not. It's time to do it. You give him a lead, he's going to take it the rest of the way, and then you have to figure out a way to close the game, and that's the other thing. Everybody was concerned about Carlos Martinez. People booed, put their heads in their hands when Martinez came out, and he got the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has to have that short memory of, that's who I am. Now, that's Yadier Molina behind the plate. I'm Carlos. I get outs at the end of the game. That's what I do. And that's a huge step. I give Mike Schild a ton of credit.
For staying with them?
For staying with them.
The unpopular opinion.
Right? There is a confidence in this team. I went into Schild's office after everything was over in game four, and he's sitting there. He's about to eat dinner. He had a plate in front of him and a fork, and I said, look, I'm sorry to interrupt.
it's okay, Coach.
He said, Coach, tell me what I should say.
Yeah.
No, I said, I just want to ask you one thing. I said, does anybody, you don't have to tell me the answer, but does anybody get up in front of the team an elimination game like today? Does anyone stand up?
Oh, yeah.
A player stand up and give a speech?
Like Wainwright?
Or is this kind of every day as usual? He goes, Tom, I'm telling you the truth. We have to have a normal day. He said, you have to normalize it. Everybody comes in, does the job. It's a baseball game. And if you make it any bigger than it is, then
all of a sudden they know it's bigger than
suddenly, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
And that's the approach that he's taken with his team all year long. I expect them to go in and play a great baseball game. If anything, the pressure's on the home team, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Braves, they got Jack Flaherty one time, not much, but they got him. Second time around could be very difficult. I think the Cardinals have a very strong belief that they can win this game. If they win this game, anything is possible for them because they now enter a 7-game series, and winning 4 out of 7 against them is going to be very difficult, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cardinals are a team that would be very tough to eliminate in a 7-game series.
All of the games now are going down to the wire, which is good to see.
You have 3 of the 4 series are 5 going down the last game. It's amazing. The Yankees swept the Twins. Astros are now in a 5-game fight with the Rays. And then the game following ours will be the Nationals at the Dodgers, which I think the Nationals will win. And
you
if
do?
That happens, yes,
wow,
I do.
Love it.
And if the Cardinals win their game, then that means the NLCS becomes St. Louis game 1 and 2. And the Cardinals
will have the wild card team.
Yep. This is going to be a very, very interesting day. 128 years of Cardinal baseball. This year, and I've covered the team now for 22 of those years. This year has been...
What, did you start when you were 7?
Yeah, I was 7. I was 7. I did. I was great. I was in first. I was in second grade, and then I would come down and do the game. This has... I've never really seen a team quite like this. Like, it's a very close team. Usually the teams that I saw take the hits that this team has taken would kind of fade away. Or they had such high expectations that it was a disappointment. Not with this team. I think the reason is there are so many players on this team that are doing this for the first time. They are having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're really enjoying themselves. There is a belief that they can get it done. They're doing this for Wainwright and Molina. They all say it.
Well, and you have solid, unflappable leaders like Molina and Wainwright who have been to the dance before, and they, like you said, with Schild, like, they act like it's a normal day, and everyone follows their lead.
They all follow Yadier Molina and
Adam
we
follow Wainwright. Your lead.
That's right.
Well, you know what? I do the best I can. So I will just say this. You gather around the radio today, and you listen to that game, and know in your heart that the Cardinals are going to give you everything that they have. I think the Cardinals, right now, as we sit today, are the better team. And they will come out victorious today and move on to the NLCS. It is going to be an amazing day in Cardinals history. It is a roller coaster season. But right around this turn, who do you see Jack Flaherty.
That's right. How many innings is he going? And I want a final score prediction.
Jack's going to go 7. And the Cardinals are going to stack some relievers in the 8th. Andrew Miller will get Freeman again because he's completely lost against this lefty. And the Cardinals will have a big enough lead that they will be able to...
I think from here on out, because it means it's close to the end of the show. Not that I haven't had a fine time.
I wish it could last forever.
Oh, well, that's you. I saw something today. You know, they've been saying Toys R Us online is back up and running.
Yeah.
But when you try to buy anything from their website, it takes you to Target.com to check out.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That means that Target is helping them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I heard a similar thing, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a headline.
Kevin should know.
I should know. They're not, it's weird. It's not coming back, per se, like a, you know, a mortar, brick and mortar store, but it's going to come back and then eventually, hopefully, come back as a brick and mortar store. But
so
other stores are.
Buy it?
I don't know. I don't know what the full story behind it is, but.
Target's toy assortment, digital capabilities, and fulfillment services are going to support the new online and in-store Toys R Us shopping experience, which is interesting because they were kind of arch rivals before Toys R Us went out of business, and now Target is helping them make a comeback, which I think is a good PR stand for them, because with when Toys R Us left, then you have different... competitors, and so I think it boosts Target in the minds of some people who are really sad. Kevin,
Target
when Toys R Us went
Target away. Gift cards are hard to find. A lot of places won't carry them.
Right,
like Walgreens does not have them.
No, they don't.
But Target's got things now. Like if you spend X
sometimes you don't want to have to go to Target to get a Target gift card.
But if you spend X amount of dollars, you get a gift card right there from them. It was bizarre. We were shopping
well,
the other day.
Kevin,
did your Target lady tell you about it?
She did not.
No, it happens a lot. Like if you're there, they have little sales. Like if you buy,
I didn't know that. It was crazy. I was like, "What's this?"
If you buy 3 things from Procter & Gamble or Tide, then you get a $5 gift card.
There you go, Kevin. Start doing your research. Talk to your Target lady.
I know.
That's me. I'm Jen, your Target lady.
This is great. Wells Fargo Arena, that's where the Philadelphia Flyers play. What do you guys think about this? Kevin posted it online at
y98.com. I think it's great.
They have created a new room called the Disassembly Room, where angry Flyers fans can go and smash stuff.
That's awesome.
Don't you think that's going to ramp up anger, though?
No.
You don't?
I think more people are going to go to games and check that out.
Right.
You think so?
I think it's a great rooms.
It's really funny, and it's
funny.
I think it's great.
All right, and what do you think about this? Apparently, the biggest holiday trend is... giving secondhand apparel.
No, it's not.
That's what
like,
it says.
Like regifting
for a certain group.
No, it's not regifting. You bought it at a
vintage store.
Okay. A secondhand store, but vintage could be any secondhand store.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could be Goodwill, it could be Savers, whatever. Well, according to the survey, half of the people said that they would consider gifting presents like this, and 56% of people said they would welcome such gifts.
Okay.
Really? Wouldn't you be disappointed if you got that?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends, like, if it's like a real old school item that you can't find anywhere
else.
Like
something special and cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, the resale market is expected to grow even more. It may by $51 billion by 2023.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years.
This was put together by, this report was done by ThredUp. I don't know if they're a resale company or not.
Probably.
But they say that younger people are buying, they're environmentally conscious when they're shopping.
Okay, upcycling and all that.
Mm-hmm. So they say that the demographics of this thrift shop purchasing is bigger with like millennials and Gen X or Gen Z. And then speaking of thrift stores, a woman, this is cool. in Canada bought a couch at a thrift store 4 years ago. $25.
There was a Monet underneath it.
Well, almost.
Okay.
She recently was going through the cushions of the couch and found a watch. But it wasn't just any watch, Tim Convey. It was a vintage Rolex Daytona 6241. It's called the Paul Newman.
A Daytona 6241?
And there were only around 3,000 of these that were made back in the late 60s. And they're some of the hardest watches to find for sale anywhere.
What?
So it's like a Swatch watch.
But it doesn't smell like strawberry anymore. The woman called a watch dealer. They examined it, determined it's authentic, and it's worth at least $250,000.
Yes! Best couch ever.
Yeah.
Wait, now does she owe it to call?
No.
Okay.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, 4 years ago. How is she going to find anyone that... She bought this couch 4 years ago.
I don't know.
No.
Did she buy it online?
It's hers. It's hers.
Is that what Judge Judy would say?
Yes. I don't know. I prefer more cases like this than dogs mauling each other cases.
I agree. But if you saw somebody, you know, be like, oh, my grandfather's watch, we thought it was lost forever, and then that lady finds it,
How do you know?
I'm with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm the guy who said I'd continue to pick up my paycheck even after I got fired, but then that guy's in trouble, too.
But you could say the same thing about anybody that finds a Monet at a garage sale.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's a transaction.
Listen,
I'm happy for it.
The most exciting.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.